Pony Morning Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Well, hello, friends, and thank you for joining us today. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off. What would you like first, Sarah Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news? I don't know if I put on deodorant.
Is that the bad news?
No, I did.
Oh, thank
why
you.
Why are you...
My,
you
routine,
know,
my routine was just different this, when I was getting ready today.
All good, Audrey? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Oh, no. We'll find out as the
I know
show
I put on
on
cologne, but I wasn't sure if I hit deodorant, but I did.
I think I put it on last night and not this morning.
Who puts deodorant on at night?
I do. After you get out of the shower?
Yeah.
The hell are y'all talking? You guys are so weird.
You don't put it on before bed?
Deodorant?
Dave doesn't shower before bed. He's one of those dirty bedders.
So it's like you get in your bed. Do you at least wipe yourself off and stuff?
Like take a horse bath?
Yeah.
No.
You don't clean your feet before you get in bed?
If I go to the gym, I will take a shower.
And then put on deodorant.
No. Why would you put on deodorant before you go to bed?
Do you not smell?
Naturally?
I put on deodorant a couple
you
times
don't stink?
A day.
No, not after
I'm
showering.
I'm so jealous. Mahoney, you're a stinky dude?
Not stinky, but I put on deodorant multiple times a day.
I feel
avoid
like
that.
I stink. I feel like I have to put on deodorant.
So hang on. So you shower before bed, and then before you get into bed, you put on deodorant.
And I do my whole routine. Lotion from head to toe, the whole thing.
Nice.
Yeah, lotion, head
That's
to toe.
That's what you do. Yeah, my wife does the same thing.
Do you put on
cologne and perfume?
Sometimes I put on perfume before bed.
I usually put on cologne after I get out of the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Before bed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why?
So I smell real good.
So that I go into bed tucked away like a beautiful flower.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm shocked that you don't put on at least
deodorant.
Why would I put on deodorant?
Because your children sleep with you and your wife sleeps with you. What if you lift up a pit?
Yep, and it gets all funk.
It's funk-ified. Not. I don't have funky pits.
Well, that if you know of.
Unless
your children are going to probably tell you soon enough. Ew, Daddy, your armpits are horrible. I'm having nightmares about them.
Well,
I'm
going to
go sleep in my own bed.
Sleep in your own bed. It's a strategic move. Get out of here.
No, I'm just shocked that you think that it's shocking that we put on deodorant.
I am stunned. I've never heard of anyone doing that in my entire
life. Okay,
that's
a lie.
It is not a lie.
Anybody who showers before bed
puts on deodorant.
First off, me not showering in the morning would drive me absolutely nuts. That's how I wake up.
Okay.
The idea of showering before bed is something that I will never
I also ever do. Have showered in the morning before
you
as well.
You have showered in the morning?
But I mean, girls' routines takes a little bit longer.
I understand. I get that.
And I'm not trying to wake up.
I'm not trying to shame you for showering at night. It doesn't make any sense to me that you would put on deodorant.
Because we're not actively moving around. Is that what it means? What do you think the purpose of deodorant, what does it serve? Why would I not?
So you're just sitting there, you'll just start reeking.
I'll just start sweating. And
it wears off after you got about 10 hours.
It's the summertime, dude.
8 to 10 hours of deodorant before you reapply. More so, way earlier if you are moving around.
Yeah. I'll sweat just sitting here.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean,
I
don't need to be
ashamed. She's got working metabolism, Dave. Unlike us.
I am self-conscious about it. So would you like to make me cry this morning with from my armpits?
Yes, you stinky little Grinch. What's
I'm
wrong with you?
Stinky. Why do you call me Grinch? Aw, that's funny.
Because she's wearing green today?
Yeah.
That ain't right.
It's a cool shirt.
You could put
it's for my boy Matthew Lillard.
You could put antlers on Blue. And he could be
he would not move anywhere. We would be the worst
he's not gonna pull
Grinch
your sleigh.
Duo. No. We would be the worst Grinch duo. Man.
I mean, I had some good news, bad news, but this has shook me.
The bad news is that you don't put on deodorant, so you're out here.
Oh, she's a mean one.
Around town.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Okay, can we do some good news, bad news now?
Sure.
Stinky-ass co-host. Some bad news today, Mahoney.
What do we got, Dave?
A woman dressed up as a nurse to steal a baby.
This sounds like something out of a bad movie.
Oh, it really does. A woman being held on $1 million bail after dressing as a nurse, gaining access to a maternity ward at a hospital, and trying to steal a baby.
Hater.
Good news here. Tried to steal a baby. So, as somebody that has had 4 kids, I never really understood the level of security that they have at hospitals when it comes to new babies.
They basically low-jack your baby right out the gate.
They absolutely low-jack the baby, where if you take the baby outside of the maternity hallway, all the alarms go off in the hospital, the thing gets locked down, it's pretty nutty.
So how do they get away with this?
She didn't.
Well, I mean, but it's happened before.
It must have.
It doesn't happen nearly as often as it used to. But like back in like the 80s and
before
the 70s.
Before they had the technology
the 50s,
that they do now, right?
But yeah, babies got swapped all the time.
That's crazy.
Isn't that wild? Like we hear stories about babies accidentally getting swapped.
Yeah, and not even purposely.
Getting raised by the wrong family.
But I mean, also doesn't that not shock you? Because, you know, most people are doing their jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going through the motions. Luckily, in this case, it was the outfit that actually gave this lady away. She, boobies just all out.
She
bought one of those
sexy nurses.
Bought one of those sexy nurse outfits instead.
She got confronted by the hospital staff, who immediately notified security of the breach and the attempted kidnapping. So she got into the hospital, posed as a newly hired nurse, was able to gain access to the medical unit where all the newborns are. We don't know exactly what the motive is, why she was trying to steal the baby, any of that stuff, but just too sexy, like Mahoney
said. Also,
why, the problem that I have all the time.
Why are we still obsessed? Like, I spent 10 days in the hospital at the beginning of COVID. Saw a lot of nurses. None of them had the,
the naughty nurse.
Well, like the wartime nurses,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like, why haven't we updated that to, like, for the Halloween costume to, like, sexy scrubs? There are no sexy scrubs. Sexy, like, low-cut scrubs. Like, that should be, like, more representative of the time that we live in.
If I see a man in scrubs, I like it.
You're like, he's got money, and he's responsible.
Well, maybe not even necessarily money, but it's just something about a uniform. I mean, like, the scrubs actually for women have come a long way, and for men. I feel like they look a lot better.
You think scrubs are sexy?
No, I mean, they are in their own way.
Really?
In their own way.
No, in their own way,
there's, like, a whole niche on the internet.
Of scrubbing?
Of, like, women in scrubs getting naked.
Really?
Oh.
Have you,
I didn't know that.
Have you perused?
I mean, it's a Reddit. It's a subreddit.
It's not for you, though.
Not me.
You don't have that particular kink.
I'm more into janitors.
I'm telling you, it's the uniform.
You got a mop and some of that pink sawdust to clean up a pile of vomit.
It's the jangling of the keys.
Yeah, oh, the key ring, yeah.
Dude, you got access to all them rooms.
What if you always pick the smallest one? I feel like if you were to have sex with a janitor, like, you know all of the rooms, even the ones that are vacant for the most part, and you're
like
going to take me to the broom closet.
Yeah, why is a janitor's closet so aggressively small?
I don't know.
I feel like they should get more space.
Yeah, for all of their utensils that they use, maybe not the right word, utensils. what is the word that I'm looking for?
Mops?
Tools?
Tools.
Tools.
Not
Are they
utensils.
Tools? Would you call a mop a tool?
Yeah, a mop is a tool. It's a tool for sure. Yeah.
I would never consider a mop a tool. I would just call it a mop.
But
would
a
you
mop
call
is
a broom a tool?
Broom is a tool.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not like car tool, but it's a dust tool.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I think maybe they're all weapons. I mean, I feel like you could whop somebody with like a broom.
I mean, it does become a lot cooler if you go janitor closet to weapons closet.
Weaponry room.
Yeah. Some good news today as well. Also medically related.
What do we got?
Has nothing to do with janitors, unfortunately. A man was admitted to the hospital, and they did an x-ray because he had some stomach pain, severe stomach pain, and they discovered that there was a foreign body inside of his body. The doctors operated, and they realized that he had swallowed a very small cell phone.
Was he trying to smuggle this into a prison or something?
It didn't say.
Like, you don't go. It doesn't go in that end, buddy.
You're saying the other end would work great.
Works out much better.
You fit a whole sidekick up there.
Uh-huh. Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
I don't know if it's me or what, but do any of you feel like people don't listen to you? Like, I'll be present listening to another person talking and showing interest. So, of course, they seem very present, like, while they're talking. But as soon as I start talking, it's weird. It's like they seem distracted or they're not really listening. So, I mean, is it me? Is it them? I don't know.
Message deleted.
Man, I'm hungry. I need to get something to eat. I'm just... Oof.
Yeah, man. This food would be great right now.
No,
what were
you,
we talking about?
You know what that guy's talking about.
Yeah, I know
about.
Exactly what that guy's
There's
talking about.
There's plenty of people who only want to hear themselves talk. They're just waiting for their turn to talk. They're not listening anymore.
Hello. Right here.
Yep. My man.
I also feel like this is a good superpower to have, because if you realize that nobody cares really about the specific things that you say, because I feel like when you are younger, you get hung up so much on specific ways you say things or a word or things like that, and you realize nobody's paying that close attention to anything. General, like, they'll get the general gist of what you're trying to say, but nobody's focused on specifics.
See, it always hurts my feelings because I feel like, truly, I'm a pretty good listener, and I feel like people talk to me a lot more than actually anything that I say back to people. And it really does hurt my feelings whenever I notice, because you can sense and feel whenever you're talking to someone and they're just not paying attention back, or they're looking past you at people behind you if you're at like an event or something. And it does. I get what this listener is saying.
But if you feel that way with somebody, then just extradite yourself out of that conversation.
Well, no.
Mommy and I deal with this guy about once a year. We go to this conference, and there's this one guy who's like this douchey agent. And every time that you're talking to this guy, you can tell he's looking over your shoulder for somebody cooler to talk to.
But he's a short little bitch, and he can't look over my shoulder.
Well, Mahoney, you said that you need to just, like, remove yourself from that person. It's never, like, I don't feel like it's always, it's not people who I'm not around all the time. Like, I mean, I feel like I've had a conversation with either of you, and it's happened. It's just because you're probably tired or drained or whatever.
I listen to every word you
every say. Every last word that comes out of your mouth.
You see what I mean? What I'm getting at is it's not just people who come and go out of my life.
I hear you. Yeah. But also, maybe if they're doing it on a regular basis,
I'm not that interesting.
No, or maybe they're just not that great a friend.
I think listening is a sport.
No, I think there's people that you talk to and you care about what they have to say, and then there's other people who you're just around to be around.
There's also a lot of people out there who only listen and pay attention to people that they feel like they can get something from.
100%.
The only reason they're paying attention to anyone is because they want something from them.
Yep.
Lots of those
people.
That's
a take.
So it's not necessarily you. It's because that person is only motivated by what they want, and they don't feel like you can offer it.
Interesting.
Shady, man.
Please leave a message.
And also, hey, tell your stories faster.
Yeah, wrap it up.
Come on. Audrey, we're not talking about you.
Hey, guys, I was just wondering if you knew what mermaids used to wash the clothes. Tide.
Message deleted.
What?
You missed
I didn't
it.
Hear anything you that guy said because mom, because Mahoney was making me giggle.
It was just a dad joke.
Hey, guys, I was just wondering if you knew what mermaids used to wash the clothes. Tide.
Message deleted.
I didn't hear that twice.
what dad joke did we hear the other day? What do you call a hippo that only has one leg?
A hoppo.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Normally, I'm not really that impressed by people with their Guinness World Records because it's goofy stuff.
A lot of the Guinness World Records are like, the only reason you have this record is because nobody else wants to do this dumb stuff.
I mean, this could probably fall under that category. This guy's name is Jesse Rude. He's 25 years old. He's actually a firefighter. So it makes sense that he's good with an axe. But he was part of the Cornhusker State Games, and he hit his target by throwing an axe 90 feet.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, was it a full-size axe, or was it one of those like ones where you go to like those places that you're definitely going to lose a toe if you're wearing a sandals and you're drinking at?
The axe-throwing places?
Yeah, that have popped up over the last 5 years.
It was one of the smaller ones. But, I mean, that's still 30 yards and hitting the target.
I mean, it's still impressive. Don't get me wrong.
Because I don't know if I could even throw an axe, one of the smaller ones, 30 yards.
I could.
You could not. 100%. You overestimate yourself so much.
30 yards with a small axe, I got. But would it
stick? Could you hit a target?
No, probably not.
Okay.
But I was thinking like full-size axe, that would be way more impressive.
What makes this story even more amazing is they asked him how he felt about his record-setting axe throw, and he said, quote, maybe in the future, I'll try again.
Audrey's over here on Lumberjack Talk looking at these buff-ass dudes.
There's a guy.
That one dude who's all tatted up. Who's just splitting that wood?
You just started talking about axes, and I immediately was like, that guy, the way he talks, it's also not just the fact that he's like
buff, handsome.
Handsome.
Wearing suspenders.
Tall, dark, and handsome, yeah.
He talks to this wood like.
See, I haven't even seen him. Actually,
Dave, I'm blushing just thinking about it. The way he talks to this wood. I can't even say it on air.
What are the things that he says to the wood?
The Indo window behind. It's just so, it's
so
like.
So he knows what he's doing.
He's like. He'll like go, whap. Good girl. And I'm like,
oh, really?
Yeah, like things like that. I'm like, and there's other things I can't really say. Uh-huh. But it's not sexual and natural on purpose.
Oh,
wink,
he knows
wink.
Exactly.
He knows exactly.
Winky, winky.
I see him like hit that wood. And again, I've never heard him actually talk. I just,
and water will splash everywhere from the wood, too.
It does?
Yes.
I mean,
I'm like,
oh. And he's 100% like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, good with an axe.
Uh-huh.
But like, that's not what, he's like cosplaying a lumberjack.
For sure he is.
Like, dude,
sometimes he'll just be shirtless. Yeah, I like those. Bags.
Yeah, because like if you ever watch any of those real reality shows of actual lumberjacks,
yeah,
like they don't use a hand axe. These dudes are out here with the 40-foot long
crazy chainsaws, yeah, and yeah.
I believe he does it for sport. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he does it because he's trying to bang all the chicks on TikTok.
All I see is those videos of the girls filming themselves watching him,
yeah,
just like quivering.
Yeah, like,
when
we
hits
are better
it,
than no man.
And then he takes the piece of wood and splits it apart with his hands. Yeah.
And you judge us because we're like, oh damn, check out that ass over there.
Yeah.
You know, and
y'all are doing the same thing. Uh-huh. You're like, oh my god, that wood is squirting everywhere.
Same.
Why did you do that? Why? Why did you do that, Terry?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare. A person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
So what you're about to hear are reviews of otherwise fairly well-reviewed places. But the Karens of the world, oh, they are none too pleased.
Dave, these Karens and Darrens have been emboldened. Empowered! They are living in the Carasance where their words will bring down empires! Because their every whim was not met in a timely and manner that was acceptable to them.
We'll start with not an empire, but the Griddle Cafe in Los Angeles.
Griddle?
Yeah.
Empire. How dare you?
4 out of 5 stars, 6,352 reviews. So a lot of reviews for this place. Amar said 5 out of 5. This place is amazing, which is why there's always a line to get in. Highly recommend the red velvet pancakes. Dana G said 5 out of 5. The hype is real. Whatever you order will be a winner. Karen did not have a good experience. Said 1 out of 5 stars. If you want to feel like you're in a Nazi camp, then go for it. And this mostly applies to this goofy Hollywood club. The worst club ever. The management thinks that they own the club and they can run it by their own rules and regulations. Makes me feel like I'm in a third world country. Do not recommend. It's a breakfast place, lady. What is she even talking about?
I mean,
did she leave a review on the wrong place? She's talking about a club, or is she talking about the club sandwich?
Don't we know the people who own that place?
The Griddle? I don't know, do we?
I think so. Isn't it like Baja's family?
No. That's a different one.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
I thought
they
owned one in L.A. too.
No, they had to change the name. Remember?
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, screw that place then.
Yeah. Next up is Pizza Rock in Las Vegas. 4 out of 5 stars, 3,012 reviews. Roger P. said, great pizza. The butcher has tons of meats. The wings are big and not like your Buffalo Wild Wings and other pizza places.
Okay.
Jamie S. said, 5 out of 5. Pizza is fantastic, great flavor, everything on point. Beer selection also spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Karen A. said, 1 out of 5 stars. Absolutely the best pizza in town, but one of the worst customer service experiences ever. I'm pretty disappointed for being put on hold on a phone call for more than 5 minutes while trying to place an order to pick up. My husband and I love pizza, but it's horrible. They don't care about their customers.
Well, I mean, to be fair, 5 minutes on hold.
I mean, she literally said it was the best pizza in town.
Not worth 5 minutes.
5 minutes on hold?
No. 5 minutes on hold?
I feel like that's
unless they got that.
I feel like that's pretty standard.
Unless they got that jamming ass on hold music.
Like good music.
You know what I'm talking about? It's kind of like, it feels like it's kind of like psychedelic. It's like.
It's lo-fi.
Yeah.
Lo-fi, whatever we're calling it these days.
You don't know what I'm talking about? There's that one, then it hits.
Hip-hop chill beats.
Huh.
You don't know what I'm talking about with that fire hold music?
Nah, man. No.
We'll play it for you here in a moment, and then that way you can say, wow, yeah, that's exactly
dude, it's fire.
Some chill
you're saying that
music.
You're cool with being on hold as long as it's that fire hold music.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. All right, final one. This is C'est La Vie in Laguna Beach, California. 4 out of 5 stars, 2,925 reviews.
I didn't know that meant that that's life. That's life.
That's life. Evelyn R. said 5 out of 5, hands
that's
down.
That's life,
best
cafe. It's like, that's life.
That's what you get.
That's what you get.
Hands down, best restaurant ever. Staff very friendly. Food amazing. Carol R. said, we ate at this wonderful restaurant today. The food was amazing, and our server was just awesome. Karen B. said 1 out of 5 stars. Okay, the 1 star is for a location and the annoying sound of crashing waves. Other than that, I thought it was awful. We had a new waitress who was loud, inattentive, and nowhere to be found most of the time. And when we asked for another waiter to help, he was not much better than the waitress. The food was nothing to be excited about. The onion soup barely tasted like onion, and the lamb burger tasted like a beef patty. As for the rest, we ordered salads, but the waitress bought ahi salads. And that isn't what we ordered. Hello? Hold the blue cheese, please.
Lots to complain about here. So she just doesn't like any of her food. Nothing came out right, apparently? Okay.
C'est la vie, Karen. C'est la vie.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
I would say, by and large, most of the doctors, at least that I've known throughout the course of my life, have been overwhelmingly good people who genuinely care about helping others.
Some.
Some.
Not all.
Yeah.
But for the most part, that's just been my personal experience. But there are, from time to time, some very bad doctors. And we have one very bad doctor kicking off today's Redneck Report. A Florida doctor. She has been arrested for trafficking narcotics, and deputies went to her house, executed a search warrant, and seized over $1 million in cash and gold bars.
Gold bars?
Yeah,
wow.
It's wild. She had like all of these.
Is gold up?
Suitcases.
No, gold's actually way down from where it was. I mean, much like everything else.
Right.
From where it was a year ago. But still, if you're going to be smuggling something, having like gold bars still kind of a flex.
I mean, she had like suitcases full of gold bars.
You know how much gold weighs?
A lot.
Yeah.
But she was out here slinging drugs on the side and writing bad scripts and everything else. And my favorite part is that one of the things that she was slinging was scissor up.
Oh, boy.
Like lean?
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, I would love to say that I'm shocked, but I mean, after really just kind of, I don't know if it's growing up or maybe just having gone to the doctor a lot more and watching, you know, shows like Dope Sick that just really show how doctors have profited off of the addiction of others.
Yeah.
It just, it's sad. And very easy, question mark? Like, how is this lady just getting her hands on all kinds of narcotics like that?
They caught her, though.
Yep.
But also, suitcases full of gold. That one is just...
Mahoney can't get off of that thought.
Like, what are you, a Saudi prince? Like, what's happening here?
No, she didn't disappear a journalist and murder him brutally. No.
So the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation is talking with a man from Sarasota who was swimming at Lake Manatee Fish Camp when he got attacked very aggressively by an alligator. He said, they usually move away from me before they're too close, but this one didn't. It got me. If the guy was swimming somewhere where he shouldn't have been, then I understand why it had happened. I guess this guy actually, not ironically, lives in a van down by
the river.
Yeah. And he's 43 years old, and he was swimming in this particular swamp area, and a gator just got him.
There are certain
and ripped
people,
his arm off.
There are certain people, like, who just, like, I just do not get you putting your life in other things' hands every day. Like, you know that there are gators.
You're
in
swimming
that water
with the gators, and they, quote, they're normally like, move away from you. You're
normally.
Like,
well, I think that it's kind of, you know, whenever you go to the lake and you're like, okay, there's giant catfish in here. That's fine. They're not going to mess with you. There's snakes in here. That's fine. They're not going to mess with you. You just kind of normalize it. This guy normalized it. He normalized being
swimming. No, you don't normalize alligators. You can normalize a catfish.
This guy did.
He did. Yeah, he's like, they normally move away from me. And the worst part is that the thing ripped his arm off. And so now if he goes swimming again, he'll just swim in circles.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone. I know you really love Call of Duty, Mahoney. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite gun in real life?
Message deleted.
I mean, we always grew up around... My stepfather was always a Beretta guy, but I feel like Glocks are for handguns are just, you know, standard.
We used to shoot 22s all the time when
really?
We were growing up, yeah. It's like there was like a thing at camp. And I mean, I grew up in the woods in Minnesota, yeah. So I mean, it's not. But yeah, it's like one of the activities at camp was to go shoot 22s and like do target practice when you were a kid.
One of the coolest guns we ever shot, we were at a place called the Gun Store, and they had automatic machine guns.
Yeah.
And we got to shoot a thing called a saw.
Yeah.
You remember that?
The saws are crazy. That's the one where like the bullets go on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 500 rounds a minute.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it makes you realize like this stuff is nuts. Like the fact that these weapons exist are yeah. just obscene because you just obliterate a target that's 200 yards away.
We did shoot a MAC-10 too.
Yeah.
Which was kind of crazy because the
they had Billy guns too. Remember those?
I don't think I shot that. I went with the MAC-10 over the Billy gun.
Yeah.
But yeah, nah, man, I don't need to mess with any of those.
See, I've got a shotgun because I don't trust my aim. So if you're like coming into my house, hopefully something
blam,
hits you.
Bitch.
Exactly. Blam. Hopefully something hits you.
That's, you got to make that sound. You got to say blam, blam, blam.
So I'm not in the dating game right now. Thank goodness. I love my husband. But if I were, I feel like I would want people to fill out a Google Doc of like random questions that for me are kind of deal breakers. I feel like because I'm not about to, you know, spend 6 months to find out.
Message deleted.
That's a really good point. So one of the things that I have had to kind of come to grips with, and it is an okay thing to do, you're in an interviewing process.
Yeah, 100%.
My energy and my time is so valuable to me that like you are being interviewed. Truly.
Yeah.
And you're interviewing me back.
So,
and there are certain questions that have got to be asked, because if you don't ask those questions in 6 months, when the infatuation of everything wears off and the hot, steamy, whatever wears off, that's when the questions that you should have asked on date two or three.
Like day
what?
One.
Give me an example. Is there anything that like comes
you
to the top?
Do
you want to have kids?
Do you want to get married?
You're asking that stuff on the first date
yep.
or two?
Not, I did not ask on the first date. But, I mean, those are very important things. Like, after, like, week one, just to see whether or not we were compatible in a conversational type
Why
of thing.
Why are you wasting your time? If you are looking for those things, I respect anybody who is upfront with what you want. I know there's a lot of people out there, a lot of dudes are like, oh, this chick is crazy. She's talking about, you know, kids and marriage on the first date or whatever.
If it's important to you.
Like, especially as we get older, we have a limited amount of time and also limited amount of, like, I don't have the bandwidth to play games for ever.
And you, spot on, it's not crazy to ask those things.
No. I mean, you can ask it in a crazy way but you
sure.
could also ask it in a not crazy way. Crazy's crazy, but it's not crazy to lay your cards out on the table.
You're such a poser, Mahoney. You're so full of it. You're sitting here like, oh, I don't have time to wait and play games and this and that. It was like 14 dates before you even kissed your wife.
I told her I was going to marry her after our first date.
And then you
She's
waited
like,
14
I'm
going to
call the cops.
Nah, she was like, I'm about this dude. He knows what's up. I told her like early on. I'm like, I am not here to be your platonic friend. I got friends. I have plenty of friends.
Were you worried that you were going to get friend zoned by her?
Oh, I mean, I think I had dealt with that in like, you know, a couple years earlier. And like, you know, I'm just like, I'm not. So, again, being upfront about what I want. I'm like, I'm not looking to be your friend. I'm looking for a romantic partner who I hope can be my friend. But
also,
not like we are not like going to be, if there is no romantic aspect tied to this early on, we are not going to be just friends, because I've got friends who I've known and I don't get to see nearly as often as I'd like.
Another question to that point, Mahoney, are you a for everybody person? Because if you are wanting to be with me, you got to get off the dating apps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you on dating apps? And if you are,
long? Like after on the first date you do that?
Yeah.
I'd set it on like the second.
Second, yeah.
Actually, no. I just lied straight to your face. I said it before we even were even a thing. I said I do things with attention. If I'm going to go out on a date with you it's because I like you and I've kind of gotten to know you already. So, like, if you're about it, then let's be about it and let's test it out. I'm not going to sit here and wonder if you're sitting here going on another date with someone else.
Be about it or be without it, bitch.
For real. Like, okay. It works. That. I mean, yeah. Because, I value my time and I hope that you respect that of me because I'm not doing that to you.
To say what you want. And if you don't communicate that, then you're just going to sit there and...
You're going to get played.
Yep. Put a quarter in your book because you played yourself.
Some more important questions coming in from the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. Kyle said, important to ask, do you have a warrant? Also said, do you put pineapple on pizza?
Chelsea said that question. Whoever keeps asking that is such a childish question.
If you put pineapple on pizza, you're a monster.
You're a monster.
I like pineapple on pizza.
Same. I bite you?
Yeah, do you like nibbles? No, there it really is an interviewing process.
Yep. Stag said, have you ever had butt worms?
Yes.
Also important to ask.
I've been cleaned.
Are Funko Pops actually worth much yet? Like, I remember there was a big boom of people buying them everywhere, and now once in a while I still see them being sold, you know, here and there.
Message deleted.
It's the Squishmallows. Squishmallows.
What's a Squishmallow?
Those pillow pets? Question mark. They're the your
those,
I if
do
your
those
kids don't have
value?
Them. If your kids don't have them, I would be shocked. No, just like it's the new thing all the kids are freaking out.
I feel
out
like
about.
Funko Pops are mostly for like 40-year-old dudes, like who are just reselling them as
they're
collector's
like
items.
They're like the cute action figures of today.
Well, no, they're not even I don't even think they're collecting them to like because they think they're cute. It's just a business. It's kind of like what Beanie Babies morphed into at one point. Mm-hmm. Like you could just flip them and make money. I know a couple people who make decent money buying and selling Funko Pops.
Can you imagine having to admit that to someone, though?
That'd like, be an important question to ask.
You're doing really well for yourself. Like, what do you do for a living? Like, I flip Funko Pops.
Hey, man, everybody's
making money.
Everybody's got to hustle.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Audrey, you have a type. Like, there's a certain type of man that you like. And generally, it's like a dude's dude, you know, like tattoos.
I'm very here for testosterone.
Yeah.
High
like
T. I want
beards.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff. They have built the perfect athlete for you.
Go on.
So, do you know who Mike Evans is?
No, but I will Google while.
He is a wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Bucks, and he is a total stud receiver.
Okay. Are you hooking me up on a date with him or something? What's going on?
No, the reason why is because.
Are we mentioning him?
He's all tatted up.
6'5".
Yeah.
He's got a beard, but he just revealed his new tattoo.
Oh gosh, what is it?
It's Harry Potter.
Oh no, he's a nerd.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, my heart just exploded.
But he said he's got it because he is the chosen one.
Oh, now you added a layer of douche.
Which you like.
I do. Man, I do. So, but he is the chosen one, huh? Okay.
I mean, it's a good looking tattoo. And I appreciate that. If you're a fan of Harry Potter, you know.
It's a really good tattoo.
Also, is anybody else really kind of...
It's about my age.
Like, kind of weirded out that...
About
Daniel Radcliffe is rocking abs and looking sexy as Weird Al.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting
that.
So
strange, right?
Dude, like, I feel weird feelings. I'm like, it's Weird Al and Daniel Radcliffe and hairy abs? Okay.
He has hairy abs?
No, Harry Potter abs.
Oh, Harry Potter abs. Yeah. I was going to say, does Daniel Radcliffe, he doesn't seem like he has any body here.
But it's interesting, though.
He is
like, it would
so
mess me
short.
Up if he took his shirt off and it was just like a forest.
I am pretty sure he's like 5'4".
He is hairy.
Is he really? Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe is?
When
really?
He's not, when I think when he doesn't shave his chest.
No kidding.
Yeah, he did that whole like weird horse play in New York. You don't remember that one?
I remember that.
Yeah,
oh,
he was
kind of hairy
the whole
wasn't
time.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's weird that we know this much about Daniel Radcliffe.
But
shirtless.
When your life is just out there like that.
Yeah. Biggest movie franchise. It's more. I think was it more Harry Potter books have been sold than any other book in history
outside
of like maybe the Bible.
Yeah. Hmm. And I don't even know if people are like clamoring to buy.
And also,
the Bible.
Who's buying a Bible?
The churches.
Yeah, I was like, you just steal one from a Motel 6.
You can't steal a Bible.
Yeah, you can.
Why?
Because I don't have one.
One of the rules in the Bible is not to steal.
I need to read it,
well,
so I have
listen,
to steal it first.
I didn't get to that part yet.
Is it really stealing?
Yes.
You're borrowing.
I don't
taking
know about
somebody
that.
Else's property.
I mean, Do you think somebody at a Motel 6 is really reading those? And how weird is that?
Do they still stock the...
It's not Motel 6 doesn't, I don't think. But there are certain hotels that have the bedside Bible.
That is so
weird. But it used to be
every
single hotel room had one, I think, for a while,
right? A lot of them did, yeah. But now they're owned by, like, corporations.
But why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah,
why
was
that a thing?
I'm trying to rent this place by the hour and, you know, support a small business owner.
You mean a hooker?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The David Mahoney Morning Show present The Internet is
Awesome.
Week after week, even day by day, we see things on the internet that we otherwise wouldn't know. I mean, before the internet, we used to have to just tell people things that happened. Yeah, I saw this thing, and yeah, or this happened, and now it's like, well, we encounter, like, our timeline of when we're alive is so wild if you think about how much things have changed in the past 20 years.
Well, even when I grew up, which was in Missouri, their state motto is the show me state.
Right.
Because it's like, we ain't going to believe you got to show me.
Is that what it was for? You got to show me. Well, so we would have no idea that Dave the Redneck Schultz was out here looking for a woman if it wasn't for the internet. But he was. This is from Bleep BS.
Last time I was in San Francisco, I went downtown looking for a... You know what I mean. I wanted a... I couldn't find no... Now, you, Hulk Hogan, you belong in San Francisco. What's wrong with you, Gene? I'm telling you like it is, baby. You belong in San Francisco. That's your kind of place. That's your kind of people, because you've never had a baby.
Let me tell you what could not exist in 2022.
That guy?
Yeah. Let me tell you who would have got canceled real quick.
So Dave the Redneck Schultz, actually an old-time wrestler, and Mahoney, very proficient when it comes to his wrestling knowledge, didn't even know he existed.
Was not aware of Dave the Redneck Schultz.
Yep.
Gosh.
And his hate for San Francisco.
So this is a toddler talking about how fire the chips are. That, and you wouldn't think that a toddler talks like this, but yep.
Yep, these chips are on fire, bro. What? I'm a boy, what?
No,
you... Yes, I am. What's up?
These chips are fire, bro, is what he says in the very beginning.
I think it's a little girl, right?
I
think
so. I'm not sure. But I will say that they have to either have a young parent or older siblings.
Yep, these chips are fire, bro.
See, inflection is perfect. Something else that we encountered in Mull It Over this week was a gentleman by the name of Catfish Coolio.
Love him.
Who is the rap version of Catfish Cooley, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And can drop some bars.
Went from turning wrenches, now I'm turning heads. Being hungry, now I'm getting fed. Raised in the trailer, working on well sheds. Now you know lyrics to the words I've said. Better buckle up, cause I'm about to roll. Cones all back when I hit the smoke. Have a good time when I take a tote. Got me laughing when I cough like I told a joke. Got me all geeked out, now I'm feeling nerdy. Where's your mom? I love when she's flirty. Having fun, got her talking dirty. Try to have her home around 11:30.
Yeah.
I never heard that last lyric.
About his mama?
Nerdy.
Where's your mom? I love when she's flirty. Having fun, got her talking dirty, try to have her home around 11:30.
What is up with this, like, mama songs? Have you guys realized that? Because I remember when Stacey's mom was out, there was all kinds of, like, hot moms, like, walking around, like, that song's about me. And now it's all happening again. Like, I feel like there's a cougar songs, a mama songs happening in 2022.
I feel like we have seen, I don't know if it's just the people we surround ourselves with, but, like, moms now versus moms 40 years ago. Not the same. We are not dealing with the same category of hotness.
It's hotter now.
It's way hotter. Yeah. I'm saying, like, I am, like, shocked.
Are you sure it's not just your age?
Just older. Maybe. I don't know. I look at somebody who's, like, 50 and, you know, like, they don't seem, like, I feel like a 50-year-old now versus a 50-year-old 50 years ago are two different, or two different beasts.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, way different.
Yeah. Or we're just old.
But, I mean, you could see, like, a 50-year-old out of the club and see her 25-year-old daughter, and they could both be, like, dime pieces.
Oh, my gosh. There are so many moms. I mean, of course, I'm sitting here referencing TikTok because they're everywhere on TikTok, where they're showing the fact that they look like sisters.
Yeah.
And I know that that used to be, like, a compliment back in the day, like, oh, you guys both look like sisters. And it was probably just because they were trying to do it as a sales pitch. But now, for real, these women look like sisters to their oldest daughters.
Good for them, man.
Shout out to their doctors, man, or genetics, whatever it is.
Living their best lives.
All of the above.
And finally, from Fast Food Freakouts, we had this lady who was very, very, very upset that the Starbucks employees had unionized, which is a strange thing to freak out about, but then to take it to this level, yep, you know why I made Fast Food Freakouts.
It is not illegal to yell here. Excuse me, ma'am. You are helped when you are visiting the city. Would you please ask your family to correct it? You have been fired and sued several times. You have been asked very loudly about your family's contracts. You do not live off this salary. Goodbye, with the understanding, I ask quietly and it is not illegal to be loud.
I don't get it. I don't even get what point she's trying
to
make.
I have no idea.
I think that people don't understand that just because you're loud doesn't make your point more valid.
The louder I am, the righter I am. That holds up. That's a fact. That's a fact.
Let's end on a positive note.
Where's your mom? I love when she's flirty. Having fun. Got her talking dirty. Try to have her home around 11:30.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Would you guys play Jeopardy against each other? If so, who do you think would win?
Message deleted.
100% me.
Me, definitely. I'm the smartest one here. No question.
You lose every time you play Are You Smarter?
What?
You've played it like three times over the years.
I beat you every single time. You never win.
Audrey and I would win.
I think that.
See, you're just ganging up on me now. You're saying you and Audrey would win.
No, I'd say
we're all playing against each other.
Yeah. I used to play frequently, like over the pandemic. I even bought like the little Jeopardy game and like keep score. And it got to the point where if I was winning, this person who I would play with would play me until I was just like mentally like over it so that they would end up winning. And I feel like that would be your strategy too, Dave. I feel like you would want to play until you won and then be like, I won.
No, my strategy is I'll watch Jeopardy while my wife is putting the kids to bed and then I'll rewind it. And then she comes downstairs and I know all the answers.
And then she's like, whoa.
So smart.
You're kidding.
I am kidding. That'd be
you know, I do feel like super smart when it's like the elementary school kids playing. I'm like, oh, I am the smartest man in the world.
Oh, the college editions?
Not even college editions, like the elementary school or the high school kids.
There is some nights where I'll be watching Jeopardy, and I'm like, I do not know a single answer to this. I would be the negative 3,000 guy on stage.
Pop culture, anything in that, like arts usually, I'm pretty good at. Yeah. But anytime there's geography questions, historical questions, the ones that get me that are almost like riddles. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's like it's math almost in like riddle form.
Yeah.
I hate those too.
The worst.
Oh my gosh.
Also, when has anybody ever timed a train? Like two trains leaving two train stations at some point.
Did not need to know that.
Nah, man, we got GPS these days.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I spent thousands on mobile games, and I know Dave loves Candy Crush. So my question is, how much have you spent on mobile gaming alone?
Message deleted.
Man, if I added it up over the years, because I still will play Candy Crush sometimes. Like if I'm on a flight or something, there's not a lot else to do. Mm-hmm. I'll just plan on, and then I start thinking about it. I'm like, I pay like $20 every time that I get on a flight to play Candy Crush. And then over the years, I've probably dropped $2,000 on that stupid game.
I mean, this is why game developers are only focusing on like mobile gaming and or games that are like basically where you can just continue to buy packages and skins. Yep. And that's the gaming industry. If you know, for those of people who don't game or don't view themselves as a gamer, need to realize that the gaming industry is infinitely bigger than the movie industry
in
this country.
It is insane. Like when you see some of these, the new Call of Duty comes out you think about Top Gun and all the success it had. They made like $100 million in that first weekend. Yep. It was like losing their minds. One of those popular new games drops and it'll make $1 billion.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking like, I usually buy the top of the line version of Call of Duty when it comes out, like the Vault Edition. And that's like $120.
$120
every
a pop.
Year.
Yes.
And that's every year. That would be like to go see a movie, I would have to go see like 10 movies to even come close to the same amount.
And then there's transactions inside of it, like the video game industry, even though it might not be as flashy or as ingrained into the zeitgeist of the average American, is
it is embarrassing to me. I mean, like, you're talking about $120 annually for a game that you spend a lot of time with. The fact that I've donked that much money off to Candy Crush, it just makes me so angry with myself.
I kind of miss the innocence of Farmville era.
My mom played the hell out of Farmville.
Was that the Facebook one?
Yeah. I feel like that was such a peaceful time.
Well, that's I feel
back
like
in the Farmville days.
Yeah,
they have
good old days.
Animal Crossing similar.
Yeah,
even though you're not like super plant. Yeah, I mean you're kind of planting stuff. You can.
Sure. I mean, I guess it's just I feel like we have evolved into this sensory overload 24/7.
Well, and also, I feel like there wasn't
as much.
Can't
be as simple as Farmville. It needs to be just mowing people down like in Call of Duty.
When where has Farmers Only gone also?
Farmers Only.
I used to see commercials for Farmers Only all the time. I haven't seen the Farmers Only commercial in probably.
All the farmers have been bought out. Yeah. There's no more farms.
I don't think there was ever any real farmers on Farmers Only.
It's just all country folk.
Yeah. It was like, you not like people in a big city. Come on down.
You exclusively like people that look exactly like you. Farmers Only.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney. Hey, seriously, dude. Don't even worry about losing the tooth as an adult, man. Like, legitly, people pay to have that look, so you're good.
Message deleted.
People pay to have a missing tooth?
That's a stretch.
That's a look.
I'll say this. Losing a tooth as an adult is horrifying. I'm going to be toothless on my back top molar for like the next 5 months.
You've been putting stuff in there that you shouldn't be? Like, I mean, I feel like I would be like trying to put like chicken nuggets through there.
Yeah,
I would be like eating
one of them little Tabasco bottles.
Like, I think I would be constantly hyper fixated on trying to see like my tongue.
No,
are you just rubbing your tongue in the hole.
It feels
try
awful.
Try to fit your iPhone in there.
But also, it's a hole basically like directly into your
sinuses. But
that's
going to eventually heal, right?
Yeah, it's going to take a couple more. It's going to take a couple more months for it to heal before I can get an implant.
I don't mean to sound pervy, but can I finger it?
No,
come on, man.
No, because you get an infection in your. No,
I'll wash my hands.
You get an infection in your mouth that goes like straight to your head.
I know,
and you die.
I'll wash my hands.
Can you
put
like a stick of gum in there and close the hole?
No, man. I mean, I don't know. Like
super glue.
You want to see how gross this stuff looks?
Yes, I do.
Because
what do you mean?
You
want to
know how I take a picture of my mouth?
How?
Like, because I got an iPhone Max.
It's too big to fit in there.
So I have to, like, open my whole mouth up, and I'm like, ah.
Oh, my
God.
You're
going
to
get an infection.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
You riding dirty, Mahoney?
Well, kind of. I paid for my tags right before we went on vacation. I just haven't put them on yet.
So you got the sticker?
Yeah.
You've just been too lazy to put the sticker on the license plate.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't want to bend over.
Huh. Are you waiting for your wife to do it for you?
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't.
Like,
not.
You're risking getting a ticket. Is it?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think
I'd
get a ticket.
Is it in your car?
Yeah. It's in my glove box.
If you get pulled over by a cop on a motorcycle, you're getting a ticket.
I got a good lawyer.
You're willing to go through all of that as opposed to peeling the sticker off and putting it on your vehicle.
I've got like.
Do you feel like you procrastinate with a lot of stuff in your life?
I just forgot about it, man. Yeah. And I realized it the other day when I opened up my glove box. I was like, oh, yeah, I never put that on there. I don't think it's a big deal. I paid my registration. That's all that the state really cares about. And I have it right there. It'll be fine.
I mean, that is a new level of laziness, man. Like, every time that we talk about you being lazy, there's something that surprises me. I don't want to bend over to put the sticker on my car.
I've been very busy. I've been doing a lot of stuff for the show, Dave.
Like what?
We've got a brand new production for our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney.
And you bought a graphics package.
I did not. You know how much time I've put into this?
45 minutes.
Like 50 hours, man. We've got a brand new producer who I've been training very hard.
Audrey has done everything.
Training him so hard. Passing down all my wisdom. Isn't that right, new producer Jordan?
Yes, through mitosis.
You do have nice feet.
Oh, because his toes.
Mitosis.
Mitosis.
Yeah. That was a podiatry joke.
Cover your ears.
Cover your ears. Very easy game. Sometimes. These are interesting takes on very popular songs that I'm sure you've heard over the years a number of times, but these people put these songs on YouTube. Like, they'll record it and they'll go, that was it. That was the take right there. That was awesome. I'm going to upload that one.
This is going to propel me to internet superstardom. I am going to be the next guy who became the lead singer of Journey, who we can't remember his name is.
There is two of these videos that have five or fewer views.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Five or fewer?
Yeah.
Producer Jordan, are these videos that you did?
No.
How did you find videos with five or fewer views?
So one of them has three views. The other one has five views.
Some of them have been uploaded like this week, and they're also not popular.
Yeah. There's that. All right, so let's get into it. Audrey, do you want to go first or second on the first one?
I don't know. Let's go number one in hopes that I get it right.
All right, so you got 30 seconds. Just go ahead and listen to the entire thing, and then you'll have an opportunity to get the artist and the song for a full point. Here we go.
Where is the Coast Guard? I keep looking each direction for a spotlight. Give me something, maybe something for protection. Maybe thoughts and junk will do just fine. The jets and sunk I've left behind. I'm treading for my life to lead me. How can I keep up this breathing? Not knowing how to think.
And that's 30 seconds
it's
right there.
It's Our Boys. Oh my gosh. It's oh no. I wanna dun and then I don't know how. Oh, it's gonna drive me insane. I see his face. I know the band. I know the song.
I do like Mahoney's blue shirt today.
Don't you try to help her out. 5 seconds.
You don't make the rules around here quite.
I do make the rules around here.
Ocean?
Close. Very close.
And the band is... Oh, no. They're from Austin. I know everything else about them.
They're not from Austin.
They're from Houston.
Oh, okay. Close Sorry. Enough. Texas area.
He lives in Austin, so she's right.
I can't think of it.
All right.
Settle down, Mahoney.
Blue October, Into the Ocean.
Yep.
For the steal.
I haven't heard that song in so long.
That's
it was
song,
like a high school
memory. That wasn't bad.
Jogged. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. I really like that song.
This next one, Mahoney, you get to go first on this one. It is the most popular one that we have featured today. 759 views on the internet.
I'm sorry that I hurt you. Something I must live with every day.
Yeah.
Woo-wee.
Oh, man, I know that song. I can't.
Oh, you just such a generic Audrey, can you steal it? You can't?
Emo band.
No, you guys.
No. This is one Do of you
the,
know it?
This is one of the all-time greats.
I mean, I know the band, I think.
Mahoney, 5 seconds.
You don't get it's the, you gave her Time's 4 up. Hours.
All right, now hold on.
Is that Jimmy World?
No, it's not Jimmy World.
Hoobastank?
That is Hoobastank and...
Perfect person.
Nah, that's the reason.
The reason.
Yeah.
Whatever,
reason
man.
Like I said, one of the all-time greats. Ooh. That's Doug from Hoobastank. That's his name, Doug.
Of course, the lead singer of Hoobastank's name, Doug.
Okay, so Audrey gets a half point. You're back in this, Audrey.
Okay, I'm in it.
Okay, so if you got a full point on this one. Could really, really help you out, okay?
Okay.
This is the one with three views.
And I was seeing, I got up and leaving. And I can't take it back, so in the past, it's a believing. So let you go, let me go out forever, I'm just trying to want to say sorry, but I'm scared to be alone. You could add a piece of me, and I'll be eternally.
Excellent, excellent.
With or without you, Kid Laroi.
Full point for Audrey. Very nice. Back in this with a force.
Why don't we go with hits?
That is a hit.
That's a hit. Are you going
to
tell
to
me that
you.
The reason from Hoobastank isn't a hit? Smash
no,
it.
It was
Smash
not. It. Nobody's it. Playing that still.
Okay, here we go.
Garbage.
Final one. Audrey, 1.5 points. Mahoney, if you get a full point here, you win. If you get anything less than a full point, you lose.
Uh-huh.
World of confusion. And filled with noise. Who says that my life's such a crime? Trapped in this nightmare. And wish I'd wake. As my whole life begins to shake. Four walls around me and an empty gaze. Can't find my way out of this maze.
Total of 5 views on that bad boy. Mahoney, opportunity to win.
Is that Metallica?
It is not Metallica.
I have no idea what that garbage is.
That is so bad.
Audrey, you don't have to, but do you, any
Mahoney
guess
said,
at all?
Mahoney said, I have no idea what that garbage is.
That was Madhouse by Anthrax.
I would have never got that. That was so bad.
You didn't have to. Audrey wins.
Okay.
I'm so angry.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Mahoney, have you ever gotten into like a serious fight with any of your friends? I'm not talking about just like a verbal discussion, but like physical.
Yeah, one of my best friends, we got into a fight when we were in high school.
Yeah.
Together.
Same thing, me and my buddy Jeremy, we got into a fight one time. I was trying to keep him from driving because he was inebriated, and he was insisting that it was a good idea for him to drive. He ended up not driving, which is the good news.
Yeah.
But I was trying to stop him, and he was, like, getting physical. And then, he hit me, and then I hit him back 100 times because he was very drunk. And it was serious enough where, like, you know, it was pretty bad, right?
Yeah.
But he went home later that night, and his dad saw what happened, and his dad came over to my house. I mean, this is after we'd all been partying, like, all night sort of thing. And, you know, this happened late at night. He goes home. His dad at, like, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning is beating on the front door of my house telling me to come out there because he's going to kick my ass. And his dad is a monster. I just didn't open the door. I just pretended like I didn't hear him.
Were you living at your house at that time? Or
not like
you...
my parents' house. No, yeah. I was living with 2 roommates.
What'd your other roommates do? Were they like,
I ain't going out there either.
Also, man, you can't send your dad over to fight somebody.
I mean, his dad was just mad, you know, because he didn't know the story. Yeah. And then once he heard the story, he's like, oh, okay, well, I mean, I guess that makes sense. Like, you were trying to stop him from driving. He hit you first, you know, and it's corroborated by the people that were there. But, yeah, it would have been a big mistake for me to open that door because he's the sort of guy that has, like, the bear paw hands, you know. That, and he's just a tough, like, blue-collar, rough-and-tumble type of guy, but just a massive human being.
See, we used to get into fights in my neighborhood, which luckily they were all on grass because I don't want to be on a fight on asphalt or concrete.
Yeah, you fall down.
You get slapped. You get slapped. Yeah, you hit your head. Yeah, that's bad. And that happened to me. Not on like we were angry at each other fight. It was like we were just, I think I was whooping my friend's ass at Madden.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, let's go outside, you know, whatever, messing around. And we were, you know, just like punch
play
each other.
Sort of thing, yeah.
And then like I tried to like uppercut him. And I ducked down and he threw like a shot that was going towards my shoulder. But my head came down and got me right on the temple and knocked my ass out.
Oh, you full on got knocked out.
I didn't
out,
feel
huh?
it. Didn't even, like that's how like it was like right on the temple. Just
really.
And I like, what happened? Did I fall?
Something like that. Well, the reason I bring it up is because this story takes us down to Houston, Texas, our old stomping grounds.
Mm-hmm.
There was a group of individuals that got into a fight, like 3 friends that got into a fight. Only problem is they all had guns on them.
Oh, fun.
And they started shooting each other.
Okay.
And
well, it sounds like they deserve each other.
Yep. One of the guys crawled away. The other guy felt bad because I guess he had shot his other friend. And so he decided he was going to take him to the hospital, but did not have a vehicle. And the reason why this story made the news is because this guy called an Uber to take his shot friend to the hospital.
Cheaper than an ambulance.
Can
but
you,
also,
can you imagine if you're an Uber driver and you pull up and there's just a bleeding ass dude waiting to get in your car?
I mean, if I'm in downtown Houston and it's like 2 a.m., I'll be like, man, you got to call Lyft.
I mean, this is the most Texas thing ever. The officers at the scene said there's no charges pending at this time. So everyone can just shoot each other, and it's just...
If it's mutual?
Yeah.
All right.
It's like a new combat sport?
I guess, man.
I don't feel like I would, as that Uber, I would think that I would say, no, you're not getting in my car.
Like, are you
but
dying?
I think I would be shocked. I think I would be in shock and be like, get in my car.
Well...
I don't know if I would turn him away.
I would. There's two. Like, were you winged or are you dying?
What's up?
Because if you're winged, nah.
Nah. But if you die, you're then like, yes. All right, fine.
Yeah, because we're going to ruin this upholstery. And my guess is you don't have the $200 cleaning fee.
It's going to be more than $200 to get the blood
no,
out.
No, I know, but I think that's what they charge. At least when I threw up in that Uber, I got charged $200.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
So this is a pretty wild story. There is a Spanish prosecutor that is seeking an 8-year jail sentence for Shakira. You're like, what on earth
Hips
are you talking
lie,
about?
Hips don't lie, Shakira? The blah, 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 at the Super Bowl, Shakira?
That's the one.
Was it for what she did with that tongue?
It's not what, tongue
did,
related.
Did her hips lie in court?
They're saying that she didn't pay her taxes, which that's something the government doesn't mess around with. They're saying that she owes... over 14.5 million euros. She's accused of failing to pay taxes between 2012 and 2014, which I didn't know Shakira was making that kind of money.
I mean, Shakira's been one of the biggest performers in the world for the last 20 years.
You're talking about like a 2-year period and she owes 15, well, even more than that. They're saying that the total fine is $23.5 million.
But that's with the fees and stuff.
Fees and interest and all that stuff.
Whatever. But if she owed $15 million in taxes, you know, I mean, you're what, making $65, $70 million that year?
That's a lot of money. I just didn't know she was doing that well. She's attesting that she doesn't owe that money because she wasn't living in Spain at the time. They're saying that is total garbage. In May of 2012, she bought a house in Barcelona, which was home for her and her family, along with her partner and their son. So, you know, son was born in Spain in 2013. So her saying that she didn't live there when she was, according to this prosecutor at least, clearly living there, is a lie.
Okay, well, but you can have dual citizenship, and she could be, like, wanting to have her son birthed in Spain
but
so they can go back and have him birthed in Spain, and you're not your primary residence.
But if you're a citizen of wherever, I think, depending on the country, like here in America, if you are a citizen of the U.S. and you are working in Mexico, you're still paying U.S. taxes.
Sure, I can understand the confusion, though. Being an adult is so hard and trying to learn all the rules of right? Just like what the government wants and expects from you on all grounds.
Well,
I mean, I can understand her if she truly was just there casually. I don't know.
Here's the thing. When you make that much money, you've got people who handle your money. So this was not an accident. This was a decision, and they are going to probably, you know, when you come for somebody who has the kind of worldwide fame like Shakira does, you would think that the case is pretty, you know, or at least has a basis to stand upon.
Right.
We'll be curious to see how it plays out. I don't think she'll do prison time, but I think that there's going to be a large fine to be paid at some point.
How about this? Conan O'Brien movie star, which I'm here for because I love Conan O'Brien. And, you know, ever since his TBS show kind of fizzled out, he's been doing podcasting, and I still follow him on social media, but yep. I haven't seen him do anything like this, at least. So, Bowen Yang, who, if you're not watching Saturday Night Live, you might not be familiar with Bowen Yang. He is hilarious.
Glasses?
He's the Asian guy.
With glasses?
Sometimes. Does he always have glasses?
I don't know. I thought that he had glasses.
He does have glasses.
Does he? Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that his look?
Yes.
Am I thinking of the right guy?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, he has glasses on most of the time.
Every time I've ever seen him, he's always wearing glasses.
Sometimes. No, that's it. Yeah, okay. In all of his pictures, he has glasses.
He does.
In fact, I can't find a single picture without wearing glasses. Yeah, the guy with glasses.
Oh, he's got glasses on. Yeah. Dave, will you look at my face? Am I wearing glasses in this moment?
No, not wearing glasses.
He's
definitely not.
He's face blind sometimes. So what about Bowen Yang?
They're doing a movie.
Conan
together.
O'Brien?
They're doing a movie.
That'd be funny.
Is it an action movie?
It's a comedy, and it's called Please Don't Destroy. Oh, no, I guess that's the comedy trio, whether or not, whatever. So the film is still untitled. It's following three childhood friends who live and work together, unhappy where their lives are headed. The trio set up to find a gold treasure rumored to be buried in a nearby mountain, which just sounds perfect.
Isn't that like Goonies plotline?
Kind
of. A little bit. I'm here for Conan. I don't know how good of an actor he is. I just know he's, you know, usually the funniest and smartest person on the screen whenever he's on. So high hopes.
And finally, Mahoney, you're a huge fan of Better Call Saul, like I am. Great show.
Only like three or four episodes left, man.
Bob Odenkirk came out recently at 59 years old and said that he has a message for all of his fans as Better Call Saul is winding down. And it is simply a thank you, because it was a year ago that he had that heart attack. Yep. And, you know, it, even though it was a small heart attack by heart attack measure, still life-threatening, obviously. And he made it through. He's doing great. Obviously, his career is at an all-time high right now. I think you could probably argue that. But Bob Odenkirk, great guy, fantastic actor. Glad he's doing so well, and it's cool to see him showing appreciation to his fans.
I mean, and it also gives us hope, Dave, that, you know, even though, you know, he worked very hard for many years, that it wasn't until, you know, a little bit later on that, you know.
We're still holding out hope that one day we're going to find success.
You see how handsome Bob Odenkirk is now?
I know. He's like, there's a couple of guys. Bob Odenkirk, Chris Pratt, like they have changed who they previously looked like. Like totally different people.
Even Steve Carell. I thought that's
Steve
who
Carell.
You were going to say.
Yeah,
Steve Carell.
That was the hair plugs.
I mean, shout out to technology, man. Science, we love you.
Yeah, hair plugs for everybody.
Well, I mean, the only person that's not really working for is LeBron.
LeBron. And was it Matt Lauer that got hair plugs that were really bad?
His weren't good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Daniel Tosh's hair plugs, great.
Daniel Tosh does have great hair plugs.
Yeah.
Do you think that in Hollywood, you know how people like pass around like as a woman, like if you have a really good person who does great injections for like fillers and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Do men pass around like their hair plug?
Oh, I'm calling Tosh's or Jeremy Pippen's, dude, for sure, when I need mine.
Like, what do men, like, what do you guys recommend? Like, is that a thing in the man world? Like, how is it for women?
We haven't, I mean, Dave's got a full head of hair, and mine's still pretty
well,
solid.
Well, but for, like, anything else.
But if I had a good hair plug guy, I would for sure share it.
What about, okay.
I share, like, handyman.
Like, if somebody has a good, like, beard plug guy that they could hook me up with, I'd appreciate that.
They can. They'll take it from your pubes.
Beer for Breakfast on 107.5 is presented by Big Dogs Brewing Company, supporting local craft beer in Las Vegas since 1993.
Well, all right then, friends.
Here we go.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Another Friday.
Yeah, we did it.
All I want
another
to
beer.
Eat is them barbecue chips.
Another occasion for us to drink while
on the clock.
Yeah, while on the clock. I love that our new producer Jordan.
Producer McGamus.
So back in the day, I would drop beers off to our other producers. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I don't want the extras. Jordan, he's taking them all.
One thing that we've learned about Jordan is that if there are free sandwiches and free beer available,
free anything.
He will take it.
Free anything. Yep. It's all his.
I appreciate that about you. It makes me, it has built a respect.
You give, I'll take.
How about that?
Let's keep drinking. Let's keep drinking.
Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
So the original beer for breakfast, Mahoney.
The original beer for breakfast. I think this is year number 17 or 18, maybe 19. We've been doing this a long time. Often imitated, never duplicated. The beer that we're featuring today is the Shiner Sea Salt and Lime.
Got this is going to be like a Bud Light Lime.
I mean, kind of right. It's a pretty accessible beer.
I mean, Shiner
beer.
Is a nationally, you know, distributed beer mm-hmm. across the country.
I like
this
Shiner.
Is a year-round beer. Yeah, Shiner is one of my favorite, like, if I'm going to just, like, a macro beer, Shiner's one of my top picks. So that's kind of what my thought was. I was like, you know what? Let's do this. It's summertime, and it's warmer out there. So sea salt and lime sounds very refreshing. And this one may be one of the lowest beer ABVs that we've ever featured on Beer for Breakfast, coming in at only 4% ABV. Mm. So
that's
very,
low.
Very low. The only thing that I can think of off the top of my head that is lower is Michelob Ultra.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That is Ultra is what? Like a...
Like 3.2 or
oh,
something
really?
Like that?
Okay. I will say this. Shiner, you guys took away my favorite beer. Do you guys remember during the pandemic they made
that
a... Prickly Pear. And then Mick Ultra actually tried to do a Prickly Pear Mick Ultra, and it just never... It didn't... It had no flavor. But it was their best beer, and they took it away. and they need to bring it back. This is me writing a very stern letter in a Karen way. Bring back the prickly pear shiner. It was so good.
So it was a shiner prickly pear?
Yes. Yeah, that's what
it was. We featured it on the show once. I liked it. It was unique, in my opinion.
So this is, like you said, pairs nicely with summer, but I'm curious to see how this review goes because this is a beer that I don't believe you'd had before today, right?
I had not had this beer before today. This is a beer, as I said, available year-round as well, which is actually kind of surprising to me. The five categories in which you rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast are look, smell, taste, feel, and drink. Ability. Let's start off with the look of the Shiner Sea Salt and Lime. Easy
There's
for me to
no
say.
There's no carbonation.
I mean, very little carbonation. Clear, white, golden, yellow. A respectable amount of fizzy head, though, with an aggressive pour. But you saw me pour it earlier this morning, and that was a aggressive pour. Got about 2.5 fingers of that fizzy white head that just receded almost instantly and left behind no lacing. There's no lacing from this beer whatsoever. Let's move on to the next category of the Shiner Sea Salt and Lime, which is the smell. A lot of S's.
Ooh.
I just did a line of it.
He's got it dripping off his nose.
My nose got, I got in there.
Yeah, you did.
You're welcome.
It's not a big nose. You have to really get in there.
I mean, you do.
You smell some lime. That's about it.
I would say.
I smell citrus.
Pretty mild. The lime. That's about it. Little tartness in there. I mean, even when I just dug my nose.
Is it like in the back of your throat now?
No, it's not. I mean, it's still pretty mild, all things considered, even though my nose, you know, like literally just dunked my nose into this beer.
You got the whole beak in there, man.
I certainly did. I don't know what that says about me or this beer. Let's move on to the taste, and I'll take a drink of the Shiner Sea Salt and Lime. Cheers, friends. Another week of employment. We haven't been fired yet, but we usually do get fired on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, that one time. Yeah.
So it's fine. Just took a drink. You know, I've gotten through about half of this pint. It's kind of underwhelming, you know.
When you call it
sea salt and lime, I was hoping it would lean more into the sea salt.
Yes.
Than the lime. And the sea salt's just not there. You could probably
put a salt rim on this.
Yeah.
It may be better, but like we have to judge these on where they are as they offer them.
This would definitely be a good salted rim. Yeah.
Like, this would be a great beer to put into a margarita.
Sure.
Producer Jordan, your thoughts on the Shiner Sea Salt and Lime?
Pretty simple flavor profile. I mean, it's just like, it feels like just a normal, average light beer to me. Not really too strong on any flavors, just...
Not overwhelming.
You don't feel like the lime is kicking your throat's
I feel like the lime is certainly the most prominent of all of the flavors for me. You know, it's like the nose, the tartness, that lime. Those are the most noticeable of all the flavors. A very light grain note in the middle. Zero alcohol. The finish for me is the only presence where it's the lightest. You have to really be looking for the salt in this, and I'm with you. Like, this is kind of trying to emulate, I guess, a Goes, which is my favorite style of beer during the summer, but this one just does not do it well.
Drucifer in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, I think kind of nailed it. He said, lime beer flavored sparkling water, which is almost what this tastes like.
I mean, coming in at 4% alcohol by volume. Audrey, is this a bathing suit beer for you?
Yeah, this is definitely a beer that I think that this is not a knock to Shiner, because again, I enjoy
Shiner. We love
Shiner,
and we talked about the prickly pear.
I think this is just one of those beers, you know, whenever it's really, really hot and you'll just kind of like drink whatever.
Yeah.
Like even like a Bud Light or like a Natty Light does well if you're by the pool and you're hot enough. This just kind of just tastes like lime to me. I really don't taste the beer, which is probably a good thing. It just tastes like a roided out Bud Light lime. Seriously, to me.
And it does have that similar fake lime feel to it. That I will say this, and I will get to that in my final wrap up. It does have that weird kind of fake lime feel to it. The mouthfeel on this, it's light bodied, it's liquid, it's wet. I mean,
it's just
it's not crisp. That was the hardest part of writing this review is trying to find three descriptors there. But it's liquid, it's wet, and it's light bodied. So we have that. The overall drinkability for the Shiner Sea Salt and Lime. This is a low ABV beer that may hit the spot for some on a really hot summer day. But the price point is actually really high for what it is, in my opinion.
How much was it?
I mean, $9.99 for a six pack of 4% ABV.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So for me, your bang for your buck when you're just trying to turn up is not there for that. I think this is more of a one and done beer for me. I think it's better than the generic macro lime beers out there, but not by much.
It's roided out Bud Light Lime again.
If it's in a cooler and there's nothing else to drink.
If it's the last thing floating at the bottom of the cooler, which it probably would be.
I will drink this before I drink malt liquor. But not
maybe.
A Mickey's.
Yeah,
Mickey's. Can I get a drum roll, please? Oh, Mahoney's. Beer Scale Supremacy, I get the Shiner Sea Salt and Lime. A 2.9 out of 5.
Fair.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Everyone has a favorite Pokemon, even if they're not a big fan, right?
Message deleted.
I could not tell you a single Pokemon right now.
Pikachu.
Squirtle's my favorite.
Squirtle?
Yeah.
You creep.
Why am I creep?
Pikachu? Bulbasaur. Charmander? You don't know any of these. Eevee.
No, I didn't.
Nothing that I'm saying makes sense. No. Pikachu, like the number one.
So I have heard of Pikachu because my nephew was playing the Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go for a while where he's like chasing them around. I remember he got excited about Pikachus, but never.
But
was it a show? Is that where it started? Like a TV show?
Yeah, it was a TV show. But yeah. Dave, you got to remember, Audrey, Dave graduated high school in what, 98?
97.
Oh, so you
I graduated totally in 2000. Even for me, I was too old. I remember going with a friend back then to see Pokemon 2000 where they introduced Mewtwo in the theaters.
I cried.
But it was, we were old. We felt old for it at the time. So like, for somebody like Dave, who graduated in 97, he was...
No chance.
Yeah, he was just trying to score beer.
Denise said, Dave, your kids will let you know. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's all sorts of stuff. Like, I know all about Gabby's Dollhouse and the Ninja Kids. Like, there's...
I've never heard of either, any of those.
I don't even know what you just said to me.
The Royalty Fam. I mean, like, all these people
no clue
on
what
like,
you're
these
saying.
YouTube channels.
I like Bluey.
Bluey. Bluey's good. That's on Disney Plus.
I do like Bluey. He's a blue healer. It was very nice and Australian.
So you like Bluey and Squirter?
Yeah.
Got it.
Please leave a message Squirtle. After the tone.
Squirtle.
Why do banks charge me overdraft fees? I already don't have money.
Message deleted.
It's a scam.
It is a total scam.
The only thing that the banks want to be able to do is continue to take your money.
Money.
Mm-hmm. Then whenever you get your money, they're like, nah.
Yeah. I opened a bank account at a local bank during the pandemic because they were like, hey, you know, we're doing all these like the PPE, whatever it was.
PPP loans.
And I was like, oh, I want to see if, you know, like I qualify for one, but I didn't know how to like go about doing the process. And they're like, we'll only open one or try to get you one if you open an account here, which is kind of a scam to begin with.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, all right, fine. But I put like $300 or something into this account. I'm like, sure, I'll open an account. And then I just totally forgot about it. The other day, I got a thing saying that my account was overdrawn because they had just slowly been taking fees every single month to the point.
Wow.
And so I called them. I'm like, hey, can I just close this stupid account? And they're like, no, you have to go in. I'm like, what a pain in the ass.
What kind of fees are they taking out of your account?
A monthly fee, like a $20 monthly fee. And it's just been draining that $300 and... Didn't think anything of it.
What kind of monthly fee is $20 from a overdraft protection?
Because if you don't put more money in, if you don't have like direct deposit set up, a lot of those places charge
what
account
a
fees.
Scam.
Scam city.
Yeah. I would be fuming.
So now I have to go into that bank and give them a crisp $5 bill so I'm no longer overdrafted to close my account that I've never used once.
That just makes me so angry for you.
Yeah, thank you.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting.
sun where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.